You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
It's good to be with you on this Monday morning. It's 9 a.m. in Chicago, and today we're celebrating the Feast of All Saints. It's a great feast that gathers us together in with those faithful souls who've gone to the Lord in glory. I'm Graziano Marcheschi, Director of Ministerial Resource Development, co-hosting today with Wayne Magyars of Loyola University. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Graz. How are you? Nice to see you.
I'm very well.
It's been a while since we've worked together. I know I've had some feeble excuses for not being here for the past couple of shows.
So absolutely. That's feeble, the right word. Feeble, yeah. You know, I thought we were going to be talking about the saints today, but instead, we've gathered some saints in the studio here this morning. We've got with us Lois DeFelice, who's the Vicariate 6 Catechetical Coordinator, and Mr. Joe Papracki, National Consultant for Faith Formation at Loyola Press. Joe has authored several books on pastoral ministry and catechesis, including The Bible Blueprint, Living the Mass, The Catechist Toolbox, and A Well-Built Faith. He's going to be teaming up this weekend with Father Dominic Grassi for one of the keynote addresses at this year's Catechetical Conference. Let me tell you a little bit about that. Chicago Catechetical Conference will be held at the Stevens Convention Center this weekend, as I said, in Rosemont, Friday, Saturday, November 5 and 6. The sponsoring organizations are the Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry and the Office of Catholic Schools. Welcome to you both, Lois and Joe.
Good morning, Kratz.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, Lois, why don't you start us off? Tell us about the Catechetical Conference. What's the purpose of this event?
Well, we have this conference to invite all those who are in any kind of catechetical role in the parish, whether that's school, volunteer, religious ed, baptism prep, marriage prep, RCIA, young adult, youth ministry, anybody who does anything that involves catechesis is welcome to attend. And we will have 2 days just packed with wonderful opportunities to strengthen and deepen their understanding of catechesis, their faith, and we have great keynoters, as you mentioned. Joe and Father Grassi are going to be on Friday. Sister Kate Dooley is going to be on Saturday. And there's awesome liturgies that will be taking place, so it's the place to be this weekend.
Give us an idea of some of the kind of the menu, a little bit of the flavor of some of the sessions that will be going on for some of these various groups.
There will be some sessions for the catechists that involve how they might be able to prepare a mass or prayer services with students, or how they might be working with young people in being more participatory in liturgy. This year our theme is church, so everything is about how we do church and how we act when we are at church. For the young adults, we have, for the youth rather, we have Dobie Moser is coming in, and they're going to be doing some things about how coaches are also catechists and how sports has a religious element to it that sometimes we don't think about.
Oh yeah, sports is huge.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really impacts a child's life tremendously. Boy, girl, doesn't matter. It's just a tremendous, and for coaches to have that sense that what they're doing is not just about athletics, but that there's a human development, you know, a human component. It's all about human development. The spirituality is very major, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's one of the reasons we're having that session this year, because that is something people don't always recognize.
Yeah.
There will also be Spanish sessions for our Spanish-speaking brothers and sisters. And on Saturday, Father Anthony Bury, the pastor of St. Bruno, will be doing a Polish session for the Polish catechists.
Joe, there's a dimension to this where all of, as Lois indicated, all of these various ministries come together. And it's got to create an incredible tapestry, if you will, or a landscape, where individuals who are in very different parts of their ministry within their parishes really share with one another, and something that really can't be captured in a schedule, but something that happens outside and between schedules when folks talk with one another, right?
Definitely. I think that's one of the more exciting things about the Catechetical Conference is the variety of people that come together and the excitement that they share when they find out the other people in various ministries doing similar work and sharing ideas and resources, and just a palpable sense of excitement there to have so many of the laborers of God's vineyard together to celebrate. It really is a celebration of ministries and not just a workshop or a seminar to go to. People really come away energized.
Joe, I hate to do this to you because I'm sure it's been done to you for many years now, but we should tell our listeners, well, not that we need to, but I'd like to tell our listeners that you are the brother of Bishop Tom Papraki, who's now in Springfield, Illinois.
Right.
But you're kind of an institution here yourself. I've known you for a long time and been happy to know you. You're a very impressive guy. You used to work at the Office for Catechesis. You're now working at Loyola Press. You've written these books, as I mentioned before. You're one of the people who brings an element of real excitement to an event like the Catechetical Conference. Tell us a little bit about what you and Father Dom will be talking about on Saturday.
Well, thanks, Gratz. Just to back up a little bit in terms of being the brother of the bishop, Tom and I joke all the time about how for many years that's how I was introduced, was the brother of the bishop. And then, of course, after I started publishing a number of books, there were a few times where he was introduced as Joe's brother.
All right.
So the brother of Joe. So we joke about that all the time.
That's good.
But so a shout out to my brother Tom down in Springfield. Father Dom Grassi and I go way back. We taught together at Quigley South High School about 30 years ago almost. And we've kept in touch over the years and had an opportunity to write a book, Living the Mass, How 1 Hour a Week Can Change Your Life. And Father Dom and I are very excited about, first of all, to be speaking, keynoting in our hometown, and to have this opportunity to talk about the Mass, which is so special to both of us. I remember when Father Dom was very sick a couple of years ago, and he told me that lying in the hospital, he was sitting there thinking about, what if I never get to celebrate Mass again? Mm-hmm. And he said it was an absolutely devastating thought. And so the Mass is something that is close to our hearts and dear to our hearts, and we're excited to have this opportunity to talk to people about how the Mass pertains to our daily living. How does it connect to the other 6 days of the week? And I think that that connection sometimes is missing for people, and we hope to make a fun and engaging and exciting connection between the Mass and the other 6 days of the week.
Lois, give us a sense. You know, you said there's going to be these wonderful workshops, and someone might be thinking, well, how much can you learn, you know, in an hour and 15-minute workshop? Tell us a little bit about the value of going to those kinds of sessions.
Well, I think one of the values Joe hit on really well is the networking, because it does give you an opportunity to see that it's not just you and your parish that's doing this ministry. It's much bigger than that. And in that hour, an hour and a half, it whets your appetite for more. I think you come away from the conference energized with the ability to bring things back to your parish, see them in a different light, maybe find out an idea from somebody else that you were present there with. We also begin both days with liturgy, speaking about Mass. Cardinal George will be celebrating with us on Friday morning, and Fenwick High School Choir is actually going to be leading our sung prayer.
Excellent.
We've been trying to engage the youth and the young adults in this conference and showcase them. And so Fenwick is bringing their choir on Friday. Friday afternoon, we end the day with the Tizay prayer, always a wonderful experience with David Anderson from GIA. And then Saturday morning, Bishop Manns will be with us for the celebration of the Eucharist. And we will have the choir from St. James on Wabash. And at the end of the day, we will have a blessing of all those in catechetical ministry, acknowledging the time that they've put forth into this ministry and the effort that they give. And Monsignor Hines, we're hoping, is going to be with us that day, now that he's back on the road to recovery. And the combined young adult choirs of St. Nicholas and St. Clement will be leading that sung prayer.
Beautiful. Sounds fantastic. We need to go to a short break. You're listening to Catholic Community of Faith on Irrelevant Radio. I'm Graziano Marcheschi. Please stay with us. We'll be back after these brief announcements.
rejoicing to the house of the Lord. That's the theme for the 2010 Chicago Catechetical Conference. Join us November 5th and 6th at the Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont for prayerful liturgies, inspiring speakers, and a chance to network with other faith-filled people.
The Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry, in partnership with the Office for Catholic Schools, organizes this annual event. The conference provides opportunities for catechist certification and ongoing faith formation and enrichment. It offers seminars for teachers, catechists, adult leaders, youth ministers, and the people in the pews who want to enhance their faith.
We look forward to seeing you on Friday and Saturday, November 5th and 6th, at the Stevens Convention Center. Call us at 312-534-8039 or log on to www.catechesis-chicago.org to register. That's 312-534-8039.
Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Celebrate our faith at the Chicago Catechetical Conference. Let us rejoice as one.
And welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio, 950 AM. It's 9:11 on a Monday morning. Wayne Majors and Graziano Marcheschi with you. Lois De Felice, who is the Vicariate Catechetical Coordinator, and Joe Papraki, who is the National Consultant for Faith Formation at Loyola Press, a fine Jesuit ministry on Ashland Avenue, is with us this morning. We're talking about the Chicago Catechetical Conference, which is coming up at the Stevens Convention Center this weekend, Friday and Saturday, November 5 and 6. And it's quite an array of opportunities, as we've been talking about in the program so far, for all types of ministries in the church to really come together and exchange ideas and learn a little bit more about their particular areas of interest. One particular opportunity is for certification courses for those who are teaching catechism. Joe or Lois, tell us a little bit about how that works and what those certification courses mean to those folks attending.
We invite those who are looking to become certified catechists if they can attend both Friday and Saturday, because you have to be there for both days to take one of the pillars. We have a pillar from Revelation through Scripture and Tradition. We have the pillar of morality. We have the pillar of prayer, sacrament, and liturgy, and the creed. So they can take one of those four topics over the 2 days, and that will give them one of the pieces that they need. It's a 50-hour certification process, so this will give them 10 out of that hours. And we also allow those who are already certified to use the other workshops that they're going to on the regular plan. They can use those towards their recertification, because we hope that after you have been certified, we know learning continues. It's a lifelong process until we close our eyes and don't need to learn anymore because we'll be in His presence. We ask them to continue that certification, and so they can take particular sessions towards those particular topics.
You know, Wayne, when I was working at the Office for Catechesis, the catechist certification was my area of responsibility. And I really took great joy in doing that. And I used to try to encourage catechists to see the importance of this. I would tell the story of how I remember one time sitting in a garage getting my car repaired, and in the waiting room, they're looking up on the wall and seeing all these certificates for the mechanics and thinking, you know, to fix a car, they have to go through all these certain hours of certification and update and so on. And I thought, oh, how about us who are working with the souls of human beings? And doesn't it make sense that we too have to live up to a certain credential and to strive for a certain standard of quality? And so it's really, catechists take great pride in pursuing their certification once they understand the importance of it. And it's a great opportunity for them to continue learning and deepening their faith. Sure.
You know, one of the things that I always enjoy when I attend these kinds of events are the exhibits. There's always an exhibit hall, and there's lots of people selling lots of great stuff. Joe, you've been an exhibitor. In fact, you are an exhibitor.
Yeah.
You know, working at Loyola Press, they probably are going to have a booth there. Tell us a little bit about what goes on in that exhibit hall and what people can find there.
Well, from the publisher's point of view, now working for Loyola Press, we look forward to those opportunities because we get to meet our customers face-to-face. And catechists are a huge percentage of the customers that we serve at Loyola Press. And so being a not-for-profit Jesuit ministry for us, it's an opportunity to meet the people that we minister to and with and to partner with them. So we have great excitement coming from our end, and I'm sure that from the end of the catechists as well, they're very excited to have this opportunity.
Catechists and catechetical leaders and school teachers and principals love exhibit halls because they love the freebies that the publishers always give them. So it's always an opportunity to interact and find out what's there that maybe we don't have on our parish shelves that would be good to use, and to have a chance to just look at what's new in the ministry and some great ideas and possibilities again. So the exhibit halls are going to be open both days for people to meander through at their own pace when they're not at a session or listening to that wonderful keynote or praying with us, but there are times and opportunities to do that. And our publishers this year also are going to be offering 4 sessions, two different publishers each day, on the Archdiocesan curriculum, which we have been working very hard at providing to all the schools and religious education programs. All the catechetical leaders and principals have been invited, and pastors, to workshops on that curriculum. Yeah. So now the publishers are going to do, how does our book work with this curriculum?
Before we went to the break, you were talking, Lois, about the liturgies, and I know that that's your area of responsibility for this event. I know liturgy at these kinds of events is always very important because it just gets people fired up to the point where sometimes people critique this kind of event, saying, oh, you're giving people an artificial experience of, you know, they're going to go home and expect liturgies to be this good, you know, at their parish. What do you say to folks like that?
I always hope they come away from our conferences and other liturgy experiences like that with something they can bring back to encourage their parish community to be joyful and rejoice in the Lord. When we looked at the theme this year, the Let Us Go Rejoicing to the House of the Lord, which came from Psalm 122, the psalm of the reading of the day, it brought to mind how we rejoice when we go to the church. And our conference brochure cover, the artwork by the Sister of St. Joseph in LaGrange, has all those saints almost marching towards the church, you know, moving towards the sky, towards heaven. And so it brought to mind in our planning group from the Office for Divine Worship and Office for Catholic Schools and Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry, the saints. And so both days are going to begin with a awesome litany of the saints, you know, where we're going to just engage people's memory and invite them to remind them of who these saints are. And throughout the space, we will have icons that were given to us from World Library Publications that are artwork of Brother Mickey O'Neill McGrath. And so we'll have some of his icons available to set us into understanding who these saints are in our lives. And Yatsek from our office is a great resource at putting together PowerPoints. And so with help from other people in the office, we have a PowerPoint of the saints who are the churches of Chicago.
You know, I can hardly hear a litany of the saints without literally being moved to tears. It's a powerful experience.
Very much so. Very much so. And I think the two that we've chosen will be ones that people will walk away singing the rest of the day.
The Chicago Catechetical Conference, easy for me to say, the Chicago Catechetical Conference will be held at the Stevens Convention Center this weekend, Friday and Saturday, November 5 and 6. And we'll be talking more about it when we continue on Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio, 950 AM. We'll be right back.
It's election time in Illinois, and the airwaves are filled with proposals promises, and personal attacks from the candidates who want to be the governor of our state. Hello, I'm Bob Gilligan, Executive Director of the Catholic Conference of Illinois. The U.S. bishops encourage Catholics to apply moral principles to civic life. That's why the Catholic Conference of Illinois has interviewed the candidates for Illinois governor on issues important to Catholics. What do the candidates think about the Ultrasound Opportunity Act, tuition vouchers, abolition of the death penalty, civil unions, and immigration? You can find out by going to our website, CatholicConferenceOfIllinois.org. There, you'll find our candidate survey along with their views on a host of other topics. So go to CatholicConferenceOfIllinois.org and be an informed voter.
If you haven't read the Catholic New World lately, you're in for quite a surprise. It's bigger, bolder, and better than ever before.
The Catholic New World is a rich and diverse resource for Catholics throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. It carries stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Our most read column is written by our publisher, Cardinal Francis George, our shepherd, teacher, and leader.
Our columnists provide support in spirituality and evangelization, and you'll want to browse the Around the Archdiocese page, your gateway to Catholic activities throughout Cook and Lake Counties.
Are you constantly on the go? Then stay connected to your church by visiting CatholicNewWorld.com and sign up to follow us on Twitter.
That's CatholicNewWorld.com. View our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and if you haven't already, subscribe to the Catholic New World or call 312-534-7777.
Your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith on this Monday morning in Chicago, 9:21 a.m. It's the Feast of All Saints, important feast day in the life of the church. Not a holy day of obligation today because it's a Monday. Normally it would be a holy day of obligation, so if you have a chance to go to Mass, I encourage you to do that. We're talking today with a couple of saints from the Archdiocese of Chicago, Joe Papracki, who works with Loyola University Press, and Lois DeFelice of the Vicariate 6 Catechetical Coordinator for the Catechetical Office.
And see, you can say it.
Yeah, well, not really. And we're talking about this weekend's upcoming Chicago Catechetical Conference. Joe.
Show off.
We've been talking about the value of this event for catechists. That seems like a no-brainer. But a lot of our listeners are typical Catholics who maybe don't teach catechesis. What might be the value of an event like this for someone like that?
I think the fact that every one of us who is baptized is called to share our faith means that we have a little bit of catechist in all of us. And I think the conference as a whole is a great opportunity for folks who are in the pews, so to speak, to come and to find ways of being energized about their own faith. Catechesis and evangelization go so hand in hand, and there's really a great deal of evangelization talk taking place at a catechetical conference. And I know in our keynote, Father Grassi and I are really looking forward to helping people, whether you're catechists or just the general audience, to see how all of this flows from and moves toward the liturgy. The conference per se is using the theme of Let Us Go Rejoicing to the House of the Lord, which is, of course, from the Psalms. And Father Dom and I just took that and turned it around a little bit and said our theme is Living the Mass, How to Go Rejoicing from the House of the Lord, to reemphasize this idea that the Mass is the source and summit of our lives, the Eucharist. Help people to really get that sense of how we're drawn to the liturgy and then sent forth from the liturgy, whether you're a catechist or not, to proclaim God's word and even sometimes use words, as St. Francis said, that it's through our actions primarily that we proclaim God's word.
A lot of Catholics don't go to Mass anymore. A lot of people listening right now probably have family members, maybe their children, who stopped going to Mass years ago. Give them one or two good reasons. If their adult child or a friend or neighbor said, why should I go to Mass? I can worship God all by myself.
A couple of things there. One is I think the fact that a lot of times people miss the connection between Mass and daily living. And when they don't sense that connection, they drop one of them. And it's easier to drop the mass than to drop your daily living. And so it's important for us to see that connection. And that's one of the things that Father Dom and I will do. Another thing I encourage parents and catechists a lot of times to tell their children when they say, oh, mass is boring, it's the same thing all the time, to use that as a springboard to say, you know, you're onto something. That's what a ritual is. A ritual is the same thing done over and over again for a reason, and to help us to understand the ritual of the Mass and the sameness that takes place from week to week that speaks to us in a fresh and different way each time. So I really think that there are lots of ways at the Catechetical Conference to find inspiration for encouraging people to go to Mass and to invite those who perhaps have stopped going to continue to go or to come back again.
Lois, the liturgical portion of this conference, as well as the menu of various sessions that will be going on, must take an incredible amount of planning by, I would imagine, a team that comes together to begin to think about shaping what it's going to look like and its theme and how it all comes together. Tell us a little bit about how the planning process for something like this works.
Absolutely, you're right. The planning process begins probably the day the conference ends, because we have to start looking ahead to what the theme for next year will be, invite the people to the table from both our office, the Office for Catholic Schools, and the Office for Divine Worship, because we do have a joint planning group, and then the subcommittees that come out of that. Reggie is our administrative assistant in the office. Reggie Biko and Kathy Wall sort of head up our team of making sure that everything is correct. So right now in the office there are big pieces of paper with little sticky notes all over it, and there better not be a windstorm or the conference will be in jeopardy, although it's in both of those women's heads, so they'll know exactly where everyone's supposed to be. And then we begin, after we look at the theme, who are the people we want to invite to be the speakers around that theme? Who are the people that will be able to make that theme fleshed out for the folks who come to really go back with something worth their coming? So it's a long process, but it's a great process, and we're energized waiting for the final moments here.
I'm assuming it's not too late to get signed up for this weekend.
You are absolutely right. They can go to the website www.catechesis-chicago.org. Or they could call the Office for Catechesis or the Office for Catholic Schools. I know our number is 312-534-3700.
And do that one more time.
312-534-3700. And I'm sorry, I don't know the Office for Catholic Schools number off the top of my head, but I'm sure somebody will help out.
Give us that website one more time.
Sure. It's
nice and slow.
www.catechesis. I probably should spell that. It's catechesis-chicago.org.
I think you'd get a lot more people if you got a shorter website.
you're also linked from the Archdiocesan website.
Right, too, you can go to the Archdiocesan website, and there's links to all the offices there.
Yeah. Well, you know, as a veteran of many of these catechetical conferences, I can vouch for the fact that it's always exciting, it's always informative, it's always enriching. And the fact that this year we've got the talents of someone like Joe here, Father Dom, and the many other talented speakers who are coming provides ample reason for anyone to consider attending the Catechetical Conference. Plus, the Rosemont Convention Center is easy to get to and a beautiful place.
Great place.
Easy
exactly.
to park, too.
Easy to park, too.
Yes. And on Saturday, remember, we also have Sister Kate Dooley as our keynote on Saturday. Only Friday will they get to hear Joe and Dom. And then Saturday, our Spanish keynote will be Michelle Gonzalez.
Well, we want to thank you both and wish you the best of luck in your continued work with
you.
The Office for Catechesis at Loyola Press, Joe.
Thank you,
blessings. We'll see you this weekend.
Wonderful. Thanks
Looking
so much.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. So we ask listeners to stay with us. We're going to take a break, and when we return, we're going to be shifting gears and tell you about a new online effort to protect our children. Don't go away.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
Cardinal Francis George wraps up 3 years as president of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. We'll talk to him about the highlights of holding that national office. And we'll take you on a trip to Northern Lake County, where parts of two closed Chicago churches will live on as they are recycled into the new St. Raphael the Archangel Church.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You. Compelling television about your Archdiocese.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the 3 R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son is in the number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
Most interment arrangements at the 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries are made through a pre-need plan. Your thoughtful planning today is economically prudent and contributes to peace of mind for you and your loved ones. Catholic Cemeteries counselors are available at your convenience. For more information, call 708-449-6100. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
And welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Wayne Majors and Graziano Marcheschi with you on this brisk All Saints Day morning. If you have an opportunity, please do remember to go to Mass to honor all those who have gone before us, and especially those who have achieved sainthood, of which two potential eligible candidates just left the studio.
They have, well, what about you, Wayne? Aren't you going to be a saint?
Don't know. The jury's still out on that. We'll see.
That was always my goal.
Father Greg continually reminds me that I have some work to do.
When I was young and naive, I always used to say, I want to be a saint with a capital S.
Okay.
And now that I'm old and much older, more aware
older,
of...
Older, not old. You won't be old until
now
Friday.
Now that I'm old and very aware of my sinfulness, I say, yes, youth and
right, exactly.
And naivete.
Well, welcome back to the program. In this second half hour today, we're going to talk about a subject that unfortunately all too frequently is in the news, and that is when we hear of the horribly traumatic and in many cases, in some cases, unfortunate situations of terrible endings when we hear of a child abduction. And in the second half of the program today, we're talking about a new software application that really is an opportunity to link modern-day technology with crime fighting and an opportunity to really leverage the things that we all carry along with us, like our iPods and our iPhones and our mobile devices, with a communication effort to fight against child abductions. The application that we're talking about is called Add the Alert, and it is the brainchild of businessman Robert Donnelly, who joins us by phone this morning from Scottsdale, Arizona. And Bob, good morning and welcome to Catholic Community of Faith.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good.
Good to have you here.
Thanks for being with us this morning. Maybe we can begin, Bob, with you telling us a little bit about how the idea for this application really came about to where it is today.
Sure. It's amazing what happens when a child is reported missing, and it's a child that you know or somebody that you've heard of in your local community. I was born and raised in Rockford, Illinois, right outside of Chicago, and one of my grade school classmates was abducted, and the result was he was murdered. And you know, I went to Catholic schools, and his family was very involved in the church, and it's amazing the impact that it made on our small community. You know, it's 100-some thousand people, and how it ruined the lives of the family and me.
How old was the boy?
Schooler, it made a huge impact on my life, and it brought reality of, you know, there's a lot of evil out there in the world, and, you know, we can pray about it and all that stuff, but you can still, unfortunately, cross paths with it.
Bob, how old was your friend when he was abducted?
Seventh grade.
Wow.
Yeah.
So when that happened, Bob, you obviously not only knew this individual, but went through a period in your own life of thinking a lot about what you might be able to do to avoid these terrible situations in the future, and that led to, I presume, your thinking about Add the Alert and where it is today. How would a tool like this, do you think, have helped in the situation that you experienced?
Oh my goodness, the results could have been substantially different. See, the neat thing about what we created is it's so simple for everybody to be aware and to have knowledge of when a child is reported missing in their area. And literally, it's an instant alert system, and that's what it is. You know, up in the Midwest, we have tornado sirens that sit there on poles and stuff like that, and they do nothing. And same way with this alert button, it does absolutely nothing unless a child is reported by law enforcement in your area missing. Then this little alert box comes up on your computer, same way a siren goes off if there's a tornado on the ground in your community. That little alert box, you click it, and it'll take you to the details of the missing child. And, you know, it's complete details. And we've expanded on the option for law enforcement to be able to add multiple images, video. We created a satellite mapping tool because nowadays people are very transient. They move every 3 years. They don't know the name of the street five blocks from their house versus when we were kids growing up. You knew your whole neighborhood. You lived there for 10 or 15 years. And so you click this little ball, and it'll zoom down from the satellite, and you can zoom in and out so that you know the exact area of the missing child. Because literally, it could be blocks from your house. If you said Scottsdale, Arizona, well, it's 20 miles long and 10 miles wide. There's an awful lot of streets in Scottsdale, Arizona. Click that little ball, holy cow, that's six blocks from my house. It was a white van, dent on the left side, missing rear taillight. Just open your eyes. It's like providing law enforcement the ability to have you know, tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people on the ground, just eyes wide open, taking a look. And time is so sensitive and so critical when somebody touches your child. Statistically, it's a horribly short window to be able to do something to affect the results.
Well, that's what strikes me, is that you're multiplying the number of eyes that are available to try to bring a resolution to this, you know, exponentially through a system like this. We're going to take a short break and continue our conversation with Robert Dinelli of Scottsdale, Arizona, about this wonderful new strategy and a resource for helping to protect all of our children. Don't go away. We'll be right back after these brief announcements.
Engaging Catholic youth within church life requires both determination and creativity. For the past 3 years, the Office of Catechesis and Youth Ministry has been blessed to partner with the Catholic Charismatic Renewal Center for Chicago in providing evangelization events for youth.
Thanks to this partnership, Young Leaders of Chicago is making a big difference in the lives of thousands of youth. Since our last fundraiser, Young Leaders has touched over 1,500 youth with 30 rallies, service projects, and retreats.
Please support the Young Leaders of Chicago at their Invest in the Future fundraising breakfast this coming November 20th at Elmcrest Banquets, 7370 West Grand Avenue in Elmwood Park. Come join Father Michael Sparrow and Mark Nemo for an inspirational address, praise and worship, all in support of Young Adult Leaders of Chicago.
Tickets are $28 for adults and $16 for students. All proceeds go to the Vicariate for Youth Rally Fund. For more information, call Tom Howard at 312-534-8029. That's 312-534-8029.
Real men answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298. Or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, "Do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God. Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling. The world is calling. God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood."
Welcome back.
Oh. Sorry about that.
I'll let you ask the first question. How's that?
Right. Fair enough.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith. Graziano Marcheschi, Wayne Magyars, hosting you today. And thank you for choosing to spend this part of your morning with us. We truly appreciate it. And we value the fact that we have this opportunity to bring to you news about the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Chicago and news about new innovations happening around the country. Particularly this morning, we're telling you about an amazing innovation that has to do with protecting children. I'm sitting here looking at a flyer that has the most angelic faces looking back at me. All children ranging in ages, I'd say from 3 to 11 or 12. And these are all children who've been abducted, children who were happy sitting home, you know, being loved and loving their parents, and the next day missing and hearts broken and tragedy invading people's lives. Can that be stopped? You know, is there anything that we can do to help? Well, the answer now is yes, amazingly, in a very, very simple way. We're talking with Bob Donnelly. Did I say that right?
Very good, yeah.
Or do you, sure you say Donnelly.
That's funny. Yeah, Donnelly. Thank you.
You don't have too many people getting that excited about your last name, do you?
It's very rare. Very rare.
Bob is joining us from Scottsdale, Arizona, and he has developed an application that you can put on your smartphone and other mobile devices on your home computer that alerts you to the abduction of a child in your area and adds your set of eyes to all those eyes that are on the lookout and trying to remedy the situation.
So that was a long lead in there. Sorry about that, Wayne.
And the program is called Add the Alert, AddTheAlert.com. And Bob, before the break, we were talking about the mechanics of how this system works. I would imagine that in order for you to come to where you are today in the application and its distribution, that the connection with law enforcement, both at the local, regional, and national level, was critical to those eyes and ears on the street in quickly reacting to child abductions. Talk a little bit about how that happened in making the Add the Alert system work.
Sure. I'm actually CEO of a technical solutions company. And so I went to the partners and, you know, because of my historical desire to try to do something about this. And I said, we're at a position, we've been in business already for 8.5 years. We're in a position to be able to do something. We have very high level engineering. We have very diverse offerings. We try to address macroeconomic and macro societal needs. And I brought this to the attention of the partners, and they said, yeah, let's do something about it. And so we analyzed the industry of missing children for 6 months. And when I say analyzed it, I mean from stem to stern. What is the process that people go through? How frequently does this occur? What time of day does it occur? What are the interviews that the individuals that take action against children? And it was amazing to find out some of the statistics, but also the processes. And, you know, when law enforcement is called upon to do something about a missing child, they'd like to drop everything that's going on and focus on it 100%, but they still have to do their jobs. And there's a lot of work that they're doing outside of just this moment in time. And so by creating this alert system, we really created it for them. And what it is the enablement to inform their local community when a child is reported missing instantly. Because if I ask you 5 minutes after you drove past the corner of Fifth and Elm, hey, did you guys see anybody on the corner there when you drove past it? You'd be like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, there was a woman in a red dress and a guy with a beard. I think his shirt was blue. No. If I ask you that same question 2 hours later, you'd be like, Fifth and Elm. Did I drive past Fifth and Elm? Yeah, well, if I did, I certainly can't remember anybody on the corner.
Bob, does that information get to law enforcement, even get to law enforcement fast enough? You hear oftentimes frustrating stories about family members who run into bureaucratic procedures about getting the word out regarding a missing child fast enough. And to your point, the ability to react quickly and get the word throughout the media and other networks. You know, here in Illinois, in Chicago area, we have what's called an Amber Alert, which actually throws up information over freeways throughout the city. But on the front end, are we doing a good enough job in getting the word to law enforcement and putting them in a position of being able to help operations like you spread the word out even more broadly?
You know, what I'd say from a law enforcement perspective, excuse me, is that they do everything they can as quickly as they can, and especially when it involves a missing child. And they have to ascertain very quickly, and I mean they move on it, if a child missing is a child really missing.
Right.
And they try to grab as much information as they can. Interview as many people as they can, as fast as they can. And then they report it, APBs, instantly. They try to get everybody informed. The current mechanisms versus technology that we've created and has literally been capable of distributing messaging very quickly, there's a disparity there. And this is an adjunct. It's not a replacement for anything. It's another tool in the arsenal of law enforcement to be able to take advantage of this critical moment when a child is reported missing, when there could be a lot of people that did see something that they didn't think was relevant. And, you know, that white van, dent on the side, missing rear taillight, first three letters of the license plate, ABC. Well, if everybody's part of this alert umbrella, you know as well as I do, somebody's going to call, holy cow, that's my neighbor John. He's got that van. I've seen it before. Or even a stranger basis. Somebody sees that, oh, it's a half mile from my house. They go outside, just open your eyes. They look down the block. They see a white van that had just pulled into a garage. They can't see the side of it, but as the garage door is going down, they see it's missing a rear taillight. Dial 911. Inform the police that you had just seen this activity occur.
And the sense of urgency that you're talking about, Bob, is because minutes can make the difference between life and death.
Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible. You know, average rule of thumb, we've talked to so many law enforcement agencies, 90 minutes. You've got 90 minutes.
Yeah,
if somebody touches your child.
Not a long time.
Robert, oh, my goodness.
Robert Donnelly is our guest. He is the creator of the Add the Alert system, which is a mechanism to quickly recognize and communicate instances of child abductions. And we'll talk more with him about the mechanics, the number of folks that are actually on the system, and how it's doing since it's been introduced. And when we come back, you're listening to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM. It's 9:51, and we'll be right back.
I'm Lisa Pilato, and this is the Junior Board Mission Minute, 60 seconds of the latest and greatest updates on events and opportunities for you to get involved. The 4th Annual Charities Royale Casino Night and Silent Auction will take place on Saturday, November 13th at the beautiful St. Ignatius College Prep. We have an A-list lineup with live music by Underwater People, delicious food by Cafe Bianda, cupcakes by Amy Beck Cake Design, an incredible lineup of silent auction items including a week's stay in the Bahamas, open bar featuring Mad Crack energy drink and Svedka vodka, casino gaming, raffle prizes, and much more. Tickets are only $75 and are on sale now at catholiccharities.net/casino night. This black tie optional event is open to anyone over the age of 21, so grab your friends and game with us for a great cause. Proceeds will benefit the Catholic Charities Emergency Assistance Programs, providing food, clothing, and shelter to the poorest of the poor in Cook and Lake counties. There's always a way to help your neighbor at Catholic Charities. For details, call 312-655-7932 or visit catholiccharities.net. And stay tuned for the next Junior Board Mission Minute.
God bless you, and Christ's peace be with you. This is Mary Norfleet Johnson, Director of the Office for Black Catholics in the Archdiocese of Chicago. The Office for Black Catholics is a vital and integral part of the Catholic worship community here in Chicago. Our agency serves people of color, encompassing African American, Haitian, African, Afro-Latino, and Caribbean natives. Contact us and learn how to enhance your neighborhoods, your families, and your faith through various initiatives and events designed to strengthen your relationship with Jesus Christ. Our office is located in the Cardinal Meyer Center at 35th and Lake Park Avenue. Call us at 312-534-8376 or visit our ever-changing website at www.blackcatholicchicago.org. We look forward to serving you and your communities.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM, talking with Bob Donnelly. Add the Alert is the name of the system, which is a software application for individuals to download on their computers or mobile devices to really become a major force in communication in the fight against child abductions. Bob, tell us how individuals out there, either with laptops, personal computers, or mobile devices, might get plugged into and download this application. What's the best way to do it?
Sure. It's really simple. You just go to Add the Alert. There's no registration. There's no forms to fill out. It's absolutely free for life. It's free for law enforcement, and it's free for the consumers. You just go there, click add the button, boom, all of a sudden you have a button that's installed on your browser or your desktop or your little mobile device, and that button, it's a benign button. It does absolutely nothing. There's no commerce attached to it. There's no advertising, nothing like that. And that button is just, it's like a pager almost. If law enforcement, whether it's an Amber Alert issued from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, or law enforcement entered a missing child directly into the system, and that's in your proximity, then this little alert box will display on your screen. You click that alert box, and it'll take you to the web page with the details of the missing child.
Okay, that's so it is location specific, and it's going to read your the location of your device and only give you alerts for the areas that you can most be impactful.
That's correct. If you live in the Chicagoland area and you're on vacation down in Florida, if a child goes missing back home, you will not receive that alert.
Okay.
But you have your laptop plugged in at the hotel and you're walking down looking at some shops or something like that, and a child's reported missing in that area in Florida, then you'll catch the little alert box on your laptop and on your mobile device.
Well, everyone out there should be downloading this immediately after the show ends. AddTheAlert.com. All one word, AddTheAlert.com. Bob, I'm really impressed that you took a tragedy in your life, you know, the loss of a friend of yours when you were in seventh grade. You remember that, you know, you talked about your history, and at some point in your life as an adult, you convinced your business partners to do something good for society. You're benefiting Absolutely. In no way from this. You're giving this for free to law enforcement. It's free to the user, and it's that's a way that we can all help to make a difference.
And that's the key. If you question whether or not this instant local alert is needed or not, ask yourself one simple question. If your child goes missing, how many people do you want instantly alerted?
Especially when you only have 90 minutes, because that's
the rule of thumb.
90 minutes.
Anybody touches your child, seconds really count.
Bob, do you have an idea of how successful, how many individuals have actually signed up for this system since it's been in place?
Yeah, there's no sign-up. We have over 1 million buttons in the market in 217 countries. This is a global alert system. Again, it's completely free for law enforcement, completely free for communities and consumers and the public. You remain anonymous. You're always anonymous. There's no advertising. And I call on the Catholic faith. You know, we are very, very large. We're global. There's just millions and millions and millions of Catholics. Everybody should be part of this alert umbrella, because we're the only line of defense on behalf of the children. And there's two sides of the fence. There's us and the bad guys. And the bad guys never take a day off.
Well, Bob, it sounds to me like you're a good guy. You're trying to do a good thing, and you're doing this all for free. So this app will be on my smartphone the minute we get off the air here. And I want to thank you for helping to make a difference, and your business partners as well, because I know you invested a lot of time and a lot of money. We have a caller who wants to thank you, Bob, for this and wants him to promote it on Oprah.
Oh, great.
So
great.
I think that's a great idea. You should contact Oprah and get yourself on there, because then your numbers will rise exponentially, no doubt.
And that's the key. We can save countless children's lives. The technology is available. It's free. It's anonymous. Law enforcement, come and get it.
Bob, we got to go. Thank you. We want to thank our engineer, Michael May, our producer, Jim Dish. And most of all, as always, we thank you, our listeners.
Thank you,
gentlemen. We value the time that you give us, and we pray that today you'll befriend one of the saints and continue your journey with them. God bless you. We'll see you the next time.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.